Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's Friday, folks.
Friday.
That means Friday. It's the best day Friday. Of the week.
Friday.
We're excited about it. I hope you guys Friday. Are excited about Ooh. It, too. It's the best day of the week, except for Sunday.
That's right.
And we are rocking and rolling. We are going to wrap up this message. We actually got a really special episode for you guys today. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. I'm excited that it's Friday. Just awesome things happening here at Walking in His Word today.
My son... he had finished like his flag football season for his school. And then the next thing that was coming up was basketball. And I asked him, hey, do you want to play in the basketball team? And he doesn't practice basketball really. So I could tell he felt like I'm not very good. Maybe I shouldn't play basketball. And so he said, no.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, all right. You don't have to play basketball. If you don't want to do it, and then like a month or two later, we went to this girls' basketball game that my daughter was playing in.
Okay.
And there was like, the school was there and they were cheering and like it was a lot of fun. And my daughter scored a couple baskets and everybody cheered. And we were leaving the gymnasium because the game was over. And he goes, Dad, I think I want to play basketball.
Wow.
And I said, really? You do? Why? Why'd you change your mind? He goes, well, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I said, it is a lot of fun. And I thought to myself, the only reason he didn't want to play basketball is because I think he was just worried about embarrassing himself.
Yeah.
And he watched this game and there was more misses than makes.
Yeah.
And nobody got made fun of.
Yeah.
There was like all of a sudden like, a printout of your face because you missed a few shots put on the wall of the school, right?
Yeah.
But that's kind of where you go is like, I don't want to embarrass myself. Like,
yeah.
And he kind of realized, whoa, this is better than I expected. And maybe like I could do this.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what life really is about. Like we'll talk ourselves out of doing something and then we'll watch somebody else do it and they get all this like – oh, if people are cheering for them, even though they're not the greatest.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do this. And they get this like boost of confidence. And all the whispers beforehand are just from the enemy.
Yeah.
And that there is the Bible talks about how all of heaven is cheering us on.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it. Go for it. Go for it. Get up there. Go. Preach. Sing. Do it. Go. And you realize when you start doing it, there's a whole host of people cheering you on.
Yeah. Come on.
Not to be so worried.
So good.
Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
We always want that anointing to come upon us before obedience or before surrender. And God says, you surrender to me and you obey me and I will empower you in the process. Oh, praise God, right? Praise God. Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. I see three altars. He built a personal altar. He tore down a false altar. He built a public altar. He fully surrendered within the personal altar. He rejected sin and false religion and the ways of the world with the false altar, tearing it down. And then he got courage to go public with his faith. He built a public altar. Where are you at right now? What do you need to do? I want to first give you an opportunity, if you're here today, to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. To receive Him as your Savior and Lord. If you're here today and we say, Pastor Tim, I am far from God. I don't know God. I'm not sure if I died, if I would go to heaven. I believe there's a God, but I don't have a personal relationship with Him, and I want that. Will you pray with me? Will you pray with me? Will you help me? I will. We are here to help you get right with God. We would love to pray with you today to receive Christ. If you're here today and you want to receive the Lord, just raise your hand. Raise your hand and we will pray with you. Lift it up high so I can see it. We will pray with you. With you. Any hands? All right, let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to invite you to come down here and build an altar. Just that maybe it needs to be a personal altar of surrender or a public altar where you say, Lord, I'm going public with my faith. I know there's people you want me to talk to. There's family members I got to share my faith with or whatever it might be it public or be it personal, all right? And so as we worship the Lord, you make your way on down, and whatever altar you need to build or tear down, you do that by faith, all right? By faith, and God will honor you. My son's going to close out the service. My wife and I have to transition over to Starting Point at this time, but you just respond to the Lord. Can we do that? All right. God bless you. God bless you.
Let's sing the verse.
You do everything on purpose. I can feel the Spirit stirring. I've been praying, you've been working, working it all for good. So fan the flame and keep it burning. You're refining in the furnace. All the waiting will be worth it, 'cause you're working it all for good.
I'll see miracles.
Miracle after miracle, open door after open door. Here it comes, so be ready for another one. Another one is on the way. Miracle after miracle, open door after open door. Here it comes, so get ready for another one, 'cause another one is on the way. Another one is on the way.
It's a rushing wind.
Rushing wind and living water. You're the God. You're the God of signs and God of wonders. 'Cause if you will, then what can stop it?
Come on.
'Cause you're working it all for good. Yeah, you're working it all for good. So you're ready for another one, 'cause another one is on the way. Miracle after miracle, open door after open door. Here it comes, so get ready for another one, 'cause another one is on the way. Another one, another one, another one is on the way. Another one is on the way. Oh, yes, it is. Another one is on the way.
Yeah.
And if he told the sun when to rise, and it did, he will again. And if he told the storm to be still, and it did, he will again. And if he told the sea when to split, and it did, he will again. And if he told the walls when to fall, and they did, he will again. And if he told the chains when to break, and they did, he will again. So you ready for another one? Another one is on the way.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we just pray for breakthrough. As these altars are being built, Lord, they are public altars being built, but Lord God, we're ready for something inside to be released. Lord, we're ready for the fire to build within so that we can make an impact out there. And everybody said, amen.
Man, we're talking about going public with Jesus.
Yes, we are.
And I was thinking about, you know, you were sharing that story about your son earlier and how he was maybe worried, didn't want to play basketball because he was thinking, maybe what will people think about me?
Yeah.
What if I'm not that good? And I think that we have a tendency as people to talk ourselves out of doing things in public. If I'm doing it in private and nobody's watching, it's okay.
Yes.
Right? Like if I'm shooting hoops in the yard,
yeah.
That's fun. But as soon as I'm in front of a crowd, all my friends are there, the families, like the schools, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, well, let's go, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and that's a legitimate worry people have. But when we're talking about going public with Jesus, our relationship with Jesus was never meant to be just me and God and nobody else knows about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I read this morning. Jesus is building his church.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of people are involved.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just you and Jesus.
Yeah. I was reading, I was reading my Bible this morning, I was reading about Zacchaeus.
A wee little man.
Wee little man climbed up in a sycamore tree, for a wee little man was he. And what I love about the story of Zacchaeus is he was this tax collector. The Bible says he was actually a chief tax collector.
Oh, yeah.
He was this guy that really nobody liked.
A little weasel.
But as soon as he met with Jesus and Jesus came into his house and Jesus was having this conversation with him and Jesus tells this parable to him, like this is a really cool moment you're reading in the Bible. And then Zacchaeus gets up and he's like, listen, I'm going to give half of my possessions to the poor.
Wow.
I'm gonna give back to people if I stole from, if I cheated from them. And he's doing it in front of people.
Got to go public.
You got to go public.
Yeah. And here's an opportunity this weekend at Cornerstone Church to go public, to come to church with a bunch of people.
That's right.
To worship with us, join us, be a part of our church. Go public with your faith. We got services 9 a.m., 11 a.m. We'd love to have you out. Nobody's going to embarrass you.
Nope.
We're going to cheer you on.
Absolutely.
We're going to be happy to see you. If we don't see you Sunday, it's okay. We'll be right back here Monday morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.